Peruvian metals, the news today. That's PER on the Toronto Venture Exchange, DUVNF in the OTC markets in the States. Is their Aguila Norte processing plant achieves record first quarter 2021 production. You run to the details, CEO Jeff Reeder. Jeff, appreciate the time. I guess a congrats is in order. You called this last time we spoke. You need to have a good quarter. Let's run to the details here for investors.
Okay, thanks, Rob. We've been in production for 3 years now, 2019, 2020, and this year. We had very limited production. The plant was completed in 2017, but we had very limited production as we were going through the commissioning phase. But I was very pleased about our first quarter. We processed over almost 6,000 tons, and that's up from 2,200 tons in 2020 and 2,100 tons in 2019. You know, in our first quarter in 2020, we stopped production in March 16th because of the COVID pandemic. But this year we had a full quarter, and we obviously did very well. Normally during this time of year, it's a rainy season in the Andes in Peru. Mineral supply is lower. Most of the miners, they mine the mineral and then they bring it to the various plants in April, May. We get a very good reputation. We're processing and we're creating very valuable concentrates, and we're ideally situated or located in an area where miners have to come by and drop the mineral off easily and then go back up and pick up more. So, you know, we did more than 168% of the previous year. Production during this time as well, we expanded the drying areas because we're producing so much concentrate that sometimes we have to stop the plant for 3 to 5 days, sometimes even a week, for all the concentrates to dry, so the mineral suppliers can come pick up dry concentrate and ship it to the traders. So we took advantage of this month or this quarter to basically add on the drying areas. So we have a bottleneck. We've cleared the bottleneck now, so we can basically get up to our 9,000 tons a quarter. And that's what we're striving for. We always had this bottleneck of two thirds capacity, a little bit more, but now we increased our drying areas. So, and the climate's improving in Peru, so we think that we can actually do much better in the second, third, and fourth quarter of 2021.
Well, certainly music to shareholders' ears. Before I let you go here, Jeff, for investors maybe not involved here, you got a little bit of a unique opportunity in the sense that you really don't have to finance. So talk about how important that is to not have to break up the share structure, but yet get certain activities accomplished through cash flow.
So we expanded the drying areas. We had to make certain capital investments in the plant, in the area. That was made out of cash flow. So we didn't have to go to the market for that. And we are, the Peruvian subsidiary is dividend, sending cash back to Canada to pay our bills in Canada. As you know, we got the audits and everything else to pay for. But we're also, what we're doing is that once the weather improves, we're going to start exploring our properties that we have. We have several properties that we've claimed. We own them 100% without royalties. We're going to start using a lot of this cash flow to do the initial rock sampling and mapping, you know, to start developing targets on these things. Our targets are high-grade veins, so we can treat them at our plant. But we also have a joint venture with Real Silver Inc. On a property that's called Palta Dorada, and we are now in April that we are going to start. We've hired a new engineer. We've got all the money invested into that, and we invested a lot of this cash flow into that project to be able to bring our own mineral to our plant, which is located only about 145 kilometers from the plant, but all on very good roads. That will increase our revenue, our cash flow as well. So we're taking the money, we're reinvesting to increase our margins, our operating margins, and increase our own supply, and to start purchasing some of this mineral as well. The nice thing about not going to the market is that we are creating our cash flow inside. We are going to put our financials coming out at the end of this month for 2020. And I'm going to show our shareholders that I intend to prove on our financials every year. We're paying down some of our liabilities. We're doing that without issuing stock. And that's the most important thing. And Rob, we are, you know, we have 45, more than 45% of our shares are controlled by reporting insiders that have to file their CDIs, right? And we also have some large shareholders apart from that. So we're really taking our share structure, really managing our share structure. We only have 3.5 million warrants outstanding at 10 cents. I've talked to some of the warrant holders to do early exercise on that so we can use that money to purchase mineral. And we only have maybe 4 million options outstanding, which are 1.5 to 2 million of those options are going to be coming due at 10 cents this year. So we're going to have just north of a little, you know, about 101 million shares outstanding with only 1.5 million warrants outstanding and 1.5 million options outstanding. So that's it. So we don't have any overhang on the stock that's going to keep the price down. So that's the way we're managing our stock. And we have the luxury of doing that because we have the cash flow coming in. The bills are being paid. And with the excess cash, we're doing some more capital investments in the plant, but we are also going to start in May because the weather's going to improve in the Andes. We're going to start exploring our own properties. We're not going to be going bringing in drill rigs and everything, but we are going to explore them, and we're going to show the potential to the market that we have our own supply of high-grade silver, high-grade gold, and copper, and lead zinc as well.
Certainly a lot going on. We'll keep our eye on the wire for more news. Appreciate that update. Again, that's Jeff Reeder. He's the CEO, Peruvian Metals, PER, Toronto Venture Exchange, DUVNF, OTC markets in the States. And again, Jeff, appreciate you taking the time. And we'll certainly look forward to checking back in when you have some more numbers to report to the market.
Thank you, Rob.